Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The left fielder, Chick Fuster. Batting third. The third baseman, Home Run Baker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al DeVormer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strunk moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive towards first. Pipp catches it and steps on first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuster strikes out. Two outs. Home Run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Strunk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp bunts towards first. Strunk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pipp for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Feuchter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Feuchter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Strunk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the mound. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 0 for 1 in the game. Maw still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Feuchter hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Strunk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Feuchter. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk bunts towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McClellan moves to third. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 0 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 0 for 1 in the game. DeVormer hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops it up and throws to first, with Mays covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Pipp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill is hit by the pitch. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McClellan hits a line drive towards the mound. Mays catches it and throws to first to double up Mostill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 2 in the game. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Ward moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 0 for 2 in the game. DeVormer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Strunk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Fuchter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Wally Schang pinch hits for Al DeVormer. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Schang now catching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward fields the ball and throws to second. Scott drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Scott. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Feuchter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive with throws the ball into Schang who tags Hooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Chick Fuester. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Home run. Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 4 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson throws to second for one, and Johnson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Mike McNally pinch runs for home run Baker. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.